please, let me tell you what you were in for tonight, okay? Yes. People, we have a new album out. Yes, we have new music. But remember, I'm just like you, man. I pay my money. I stand in my seat. I go see the guys I love, and I come to hear their old stuff. So I hope you remember it. Hope you might like it. The song was called The Beaches of Cheyenne. Big fat ass has barely made it through these. seems like a river. Every change lands and flows.
Yeah.
And the dream is just a vessel that must follow. Here we go. Trying to learn what must be.
Yeah, light them up.
And never know what's in store.
Go ahead, light them up.
And each day a constant battle.
Yeah.
Just to stay between the shores.
It's all you, Sacramento.
Till the river runs dry. at the risk of putting you to sleep, I know you should never do two ballads back to back, but I want to hear more of that one, Dan. Now, you guys down here had a sign for If Tomorrow Never Comes. You want to do that? This is a real test. We're going to see who knows the old, old stuff here. This is great. A lot of you weren't even born yet, so I know that. Sometimes they die. Really? is crazy. You guys get up early, you take your kids to school, you work your ass off all day long, you come home, and you do this for me, man. This is a song that we get most of our emails and letters on. This had a really hard time out of the box, but thanks to God and you guys who came and rescued it. Now over the years, it's kind of got its own strength now. So if you travel the miles just to hear this song tonight, I am hoping this is the best job we'll ever do of it right here. Seems looking like a ghost town on the I don't know. You go from place to place and you wonder if anyone else kind of thinks the way you do, or you think like the place you're in. And you wonder how much of yourself you share each night, how much you just see. I don't know if anybody else feels this way, but people, I think I can watch about 2 or 3 minutes of today's news, and I get so pissed off, I just got to turn it off, and I got to go to work. Guys, please, let's don't forget how to love one another. Okay, and that's what it's all going to come down to. It's all going to come down to love, people. I'm not saying a song can change the world, I'm not saying this song can, but the sentiment behind this song, I believe so much. Old Garth, new Garth, I can promise you, there won't be anything more Garth than this song right here tonight. I love this song. I hope someone else does too. This song's a simple song called People Loving People.
Yeah.
never cheat, and I would never lie in another's eyes. Yeah.
Yeah. tonight's show out of the water. This is amazing. You guys are live. Listening to you guys sing and scream and clap, and it sounds really awesome even through the brick wall. So I'm anxious to hear you on this next song. This is a song that I recorded for a movie called Con Air, and if you know this song, the song is called How Do I Live.
I had to live without you. What kind of life would I
fell in love with this town. I'm telling you, this has been an incredible, incredible visit. I love the feeling of community in this town. You know, I'm from a very small town, and for me, this is a big city. But you have such a sense of community here, and I love it. I love that you have come in here with good attitudes, and you're here to have a good time, and I just feel the love in the room every night. It's been amazing. I love that you take care of your own. I know that you guys do a lot of walks for breast cancer. I've seen a lot of stuff on the city and the miles you've walked. That's a cause that is near and dear to my heart, and I say that because this next song makes me think about that fight and that struggle. In fact, I put some pictures up here on the big screen of some of the walks that I've done for the same cause, and it means a lot to me. So I'm going to send this song out tonight to all the prize fighters out there. From Norton, Virginia, please make welcome Mr. Steve Cox. I'm excited that I get to introduce this young lady because she is a lady that I met a little over 10 years ago and I heard her sing. She was a songwriter, singer in Nashville and pitched a song to me that I heard. I immediately loved the song. I immediately loved her voice. And then when I met her, I loved her. She's one of the nicest people ever and she's so talented. She and her awesome band, The Mumblers, opened the show tonight before we came out. She is from Wilmington, North Carolina. Please make welcome Miss Kelly. To my right, playing guitars, is a guy that I have done 24 years worth of concerts with. We've been all over the world together. He plays guitars, he sings, he relief drives the bus. He's the whatever it takes guy. He's from Weslaco, Texas. Please make welcome Mr. Johnny Garcia. We will say thank you to you over and over again throughout the night for coming, for coming back, for being here, for making us feel so welcome in Sacramento. I want to take a second, because it is our last night, to say a special thank you to the building and also to these guys and gals that you see wearing the white shirts with the Kings on them. These guys are here to make sure that you're okay and that you have a good time, and they have done an amazing job. If you see one walking in the house, please thank them because they're giving their time for this. This weekend, they've done an incredible job. Thank you guys and gals for that. Okay, now I have to issue a warning because this has actually happened in another city. If you are here with someone you're not supposed to be with, go get a beer right now. Trust me. Are you raising your hand? Don't advertise. Right? Okay, because the camera could be on you, and if it is on you, we encourage you to kiss whoever you're with, so I'm just saying. Because she's in love!
Your house,
home.
Friends and friends, don't need to tell her.
Was a bad.
This year looks one of the coolest traditions you get to do up here, and that is introducing to you not only the most talented people I think you're ever going to meet, but definitely the nicest people you'll ever meet. I can tell you that. She started back here with Steve on keyboards, Johnny on guitar, and then Miss Karen back here, and they've all the sound, okay? So now, to Miss Karen's left, this woman showed you just a little bit of what she could do on that last song. This woman is the Bob.com man from Louisville, Kentucky. Give it up for Vicki Hampton! I've been lucky enough to be singing with Miss Vicki since 1991. In 1992, she did me a wonderful favor and introduced me to the gentleman on Karen's right. This guy is the male version of the Bob.com people. This guy is so cool. And I tell you, we've been together now for 24 years. Another 23, 24 years would not be enough with this guy. Great guy from Portland, Oregon, Mr. Robert. Down here on the floor, he's affectionately known as the rookie because he's been with us the shortest amount of time. This past November, we celebrated 20 years together with this guy. He does acoustic, he does electric, he does fiddles. Hell of an entertainer, hell of a great guy from Litchfield, Kentucky, Mr. Jimmy Mattingly! You get asked all the time in this business, what's your favorite song to perform? Hands down, this is it. This is my first, second, and third favorite song to perform. I can't wait for you to show up in the set list. I hope you love it half as much as I do. Get ready to be loud because it's very much. Okay. You guys ready to keep this thing old school? This guy was an original crew member back in 1991. In 1994, he became our bass player, background vocalist. So remember, he's got the work ethic of a crew guy, talent of a musician. Put that together, take a thousand of this guy right here from Topeka, Kansas, Mr. Mark Greenwood. Before 91, way back in 1989, our first single with the song called I'm Much Too Young If You This Damn Old. Hello. The guy that played steel guitar on that record is sitting right here to my left today. He's played steel guitar on every record we've ever done. He plays a mean lap slide. This guy does acoustic, electric, dobro. It doesn't matter. If it's got strings, he can play the hell out of it. From Vienna, Virginia, of any of these guys, me. If you notice, I did not introduce myself as a musician. That is because most of the night, people, this guitar, it ain't on. I use this thing to hide my gut, fellas. That's the whole reason why I'm here today. But they do let me turn it on for one song and one song. Surely you can boo better than that.
That was really cold right there.
That's pretty much a response we've been getting the whole world tour when we say this. That's why, since it's the last night, Wall, I say screw it, let's do that. You asked for it, so I'm expecting it to be louder than I've ever heard it in my life. Okay. People, like the Osiris Ball, I just don't know. Then,
I can't hear it for
my favorite line.
Everything's alright. I'm just saying I gotta show myself to the door. Hey,
love these guys. Fucking love all the guys. He's got a special story between us three. Back in 1988, we started playing together every Tuesday night. Didn't have a record deal, didn't have a tour. Just had a dream, is pretty much all we had. So we've truly become brothers on the road over the last 27 years. Let's start with a guy that's been the band leader since day one. He does piano, he does fiddles, background vocals. Talk about your great guy from Ada, Oklahoma, David Gant. And back here on drums and percussion, another great guy, man. Love this guy. If we're on the road another 25 minutes, another 25 years, it has to be with this guy right here. For Plant City, Florida, Mr. Mike Palmer. I just love this song, and again, since it was way back in 1989, I don't expect a lot of you to remember. If you do, my wish is that you love it half as much as I do. I love this song. This song's called The Dance.
Say goodbye.
seen an interview I've ever done. If they asked the five top places to play, always in that list was the Arco Arena in Sacramento. Now, 18 years later, I'm afraid I'm going to have to change my mind. Because in the top five places to play, Sleep Train Arena is going to go. start over here. If you guys have ever gone to a garage show before, we do this little thing that we call house cleaning, which means you guys bring your signs, the songs that you want to hear, and we try and get to some of those. Most of them never were, singles. So I don't expect you to know these. A lot of them were album cuts. I did see this one here. Let's see. Okay, I'm gonna try this. I haven't done this in 1,000 years. New Way to Fly. You wanna do it for Christmas?
Birds on the high, they line up at nighttime at the bar. They all once were lovebirds, now bluebirds are all that they are. They landed in heaven the minute they fell from love. Now they hope in the wild they find a new way to fly.
Those are some of my favorite songs in the band.
Something like
Every Room by One.
This old highway's getting longer.
Thank you. fucking rule.
Yeah, we had to wait all like 2 days for it.
2 days. The suspension was killing us.
I have a phone, everything.
You got your phone?
They haven't turned the lights all the way on yet. They're not turning the lights on? No, they have to be done. The thing's still clearing out.
And that's the road crew.
Huh?
That's the road crew cleaning stuff up, right?
Yeah, front row's clear enough. They have to do that.
Yeah.
Which way do you want to go? That way?
Okay. I think that was, yeah.